One of the strange aspects of the rendezvous between Yaakov and Esav is the fact that Yaakov continuously called him Adoni, my master. And then when he went to meet him, he bowed down 7 times. And why give all this kavod to Esav? In fact, one of the Midrashim points out that because Yaakov called Esav Adoni 8 times, as a result, there were 8 kings that were going to rule over Klal Yisrael. And the 7 bowings that Yaakov did to Esav, bowed to Esav, references 7 places that would be taken away from Klal Yisrael: the Mishkan, then one in Gilgal, and Shiloh, and the Tum Bate Mikdash, and so on and so forth. It's viewed as in a very negative light. But the truth is, there is another group of Midrashim that take a different approach, that in fact say that this is connected to Rabbi Yehuda and Antoninus, that they had a relationship, that despite the fact that they're different people, and they represent different religions, Yaakov and Esav, you see, you can still get along. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, based on the way that Yaakov treated Esav, said, I can do this and create friendly relationships and have dialogues with other nations. But the Chasam Sofer sees something so much more significant that is taking place. He explains that in this act of Yaakov bowing down and calling Esav Adoni, he was actually returning the Bechor, the rights to the firstborn, back to Esav, which is an astounding idea. The Bechor is going back. He willingly gave the Bechor back to Esav. So the Chasam Sofer explains as follows. You see, there are 2 parts to the Bechorah. There are the Olam Hazeh benefits, such as the older brother has the authority over the younger brother, and the Yerusha that you get from the father. The second part of the Bechorah, which was unique to Yaakov and Esav, was Birchas Avraham. And that Birchas Avraham that was at the end of the Parsha in Toldos was the bracha of the kedusha, a bracha guaranteeing olam haba. That was the birchas Avraham. So initially, Esav rejected both of these benefits to the bechora. Hinei anochi holach lamus v'lamel zeli bechora. Look, I'm going to die. I'm going to die young. Essentially, I'm a hunter. I always put my life in danger. So the benefits of Olam Hazeh, Yerusha, I'm not going to be alive for Yerusha. I'm going to die before my father. To be in charge over you, I'm not going to be around to have any of that benefit or that power. So forget it. And in terms of the Kedusha, Birchas Avram, I don't want Birchas Avram. Live, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. What do I need Olam Haba for? I don't want Kedusha. So, Hinei Anochi Holach Lamus V'Lama Zili Bechora was a rejection of both of the benefits of the Bechora. However, something changed. Esav didn't die before his father. Esav lived. He lived much longer than he realized, than he thought he would at the time. And as a result, now that he was Becheskas Chai, he says, wait a second, Hinei Anochi Holach Lamus, I'm going to die V'lama Zeli Bechora. He's not going to die V'lama Zeli Bechora. In fact, he's alive and well. If that's the case, of course I want back my Olam Hazeh. Of course I want the benefits of the Yerusha. I want the benefits of being the brother with the greater authority. It's a Mekach Tos. It's a bad sale. Had I known then that I would have lived this long, I would have never made this deal. And that, in fact, is actually what Yaakov is alluding to when he sends the Malachim to Esav. He says, tell them, Im lavan garti va'echar ad ata. And I took this long. Why did he wait so long? Because he wanted to see if Esav was going to live long enough. And in fact, he did. And therefore, it was a Mekach Tos. However, Yaakov said, well, it's true, I'm bowing down to you, and I'm calling you Adoni, because I'm returning back that aspect of the Bechora. I'm only giving back half of the Bechora. I'm only giving you the benefits of Olam Hazeh. I'm not returning the Kedusha of Olam Haba. You don't want it. You don't even need it. And that essentially was the battle that Yaakov had with Saro Shel Esav. It was a battle not for Olam Hazeh, but for Olam Haba, for that Kedusha. And Yaakov was not giving it back. And in fact, when Esav and Yaakov met, Esav said to Yaakov, Yihi lecha asher lach. It's yours. Keep it. So a compromise was made. At this moment, says the Chasam Sofer, the act of bowing down and calling him Adoni was more than whether it's a nice thing to do, appropriate or inappropriate. It actually was part of the chiyuv on Yaakov's part for giving back the Olam Hazeh aspect of the Bechorah. He was now, Esav became the Bechor for Olam Hazeh, and therefore Yaakov had to treat him like the Bechor. And he bowed down, and he called him Adoni. But for Olam Haba, Yaakov would continue to remain the Bechor. And that is why, says the Chasam Sofer, that is why both of them cried upon this rendezvous. Because both of them had to sell, both of them had to give up something. Esav gave up taking back the Kedusha of Birchas Avram, and Yaakov gave up the benefits of the Bracha of Olam Hazeh. And that was why they were crying. Because anytime you sell something, you're sad to see it go. They cried. And while Esav may have received the temporary short-term benefits of being the Bechor for Olam Hazeh, Yaakov was able to hold on to and keep with him the eternal benefits, the Kedusha of Olam Haba. Have a great day.